As eastern North Carolina continues its recovery from Hurricane Matthew, polls are open for early voting. North Carolina is among the most coveted states in the presidential race and has one of the tightest senatorial and gubernatorial races in the nation. But is voting a high priority for areas hit hardest by major flooding less than a month ago? Chris Thomas spoke to voters this week and has this.
As of Wednesday, more than 2.2 million North Carolinians turned out to vote ahead of Election Day. That's up 15% from the same time 4 years ago, according to Patrick Gannon of the State Board of Elections. In hard-hit Pitt County, where hundreds of residents and business owners are still recovering from flooding, the early voting rate is up by 7.5%, a trend that's being realized across much of the state.
When you combine that with all of the other absentee, the mail-in absentee ballots, we're well over 2.3 million, and overall turnout is already at 34.1%.
Gannon said he wasn't sure what to expect this year, due in part to the storm's impact. Five eastern counties, Columbus, Cumberland, Lenoir, Pitt, and Robeson, had to move voting precincts for Election Day because of floodwater damages. But that hasn't stopped thousands of early voters across the east.
Dare and Currituck counties are up 57% and 66% respectively. But then there are a few counties, Robeson being one of them, that are down slightly.
Gannon went on to say he expects those numbers to improve since more polling stations open during the final week of early voting. One of the counties to benefit from that is Craven County, which has seen early voter turnout improve by 9% in comparison to 2012. That's no surprise to Melanie Ray, Craven County's Board of Elections Director.
I've been in this county, like I said, 3 years, and there have been increases from previous years. And I think with it being a new presidential candidate coming in because the terms are up, I think it brings more interest when you have a complete turnover.
The Board of Elections office on Broad Street wasn't directly impacted by the flooding, but some of its employees were.
Well, actually, I have some workers that live in Vanceboro that came in and tried to get here to work as well during that time of the flood. And obviously roads were blocked and they had to have different routes to get here.
One of those workers is Ella Mitchell of Vanceboro. Her home made it through the storm without extensive damage, but some of her relatives live at the heart of Craven County's flood zone and had to evacuate.
I did have a family who was affected to come and spend about 2 weeks with me. They lived on Swift Creek, and they had to be out for a while.
Despite record-setting flooding from the Neuse River, Mitchell said hotly contested races up and down the ballot haven't been forgotten in Craven County.
A lot of people have really been concerned about school board, and they want to make sure that they're able to vote for the school board candidate of their choice in their district.
Dealing with a flood can leave a person feeling powerless. Voting, Mitchell said, can be part of the recovery process.
It gives you a little bit of an empowerment. So, you know, your one vote is something that you can control. And when you're in a situation where you have been flooded or had any kind of major loss, it's a kind of helpless and you don't feel like you have any control over that. So getting out to vote is one thing and one process that does give you normalcy, and it does let you know that I have control over this part.
Downtown Greenville, threatened by rising waters just a few weeks ago from the Tar River, is bustling with activity as residents head to the polls to cast their ballots. Martin Tansky owns and operates Peddling Pirates, a bicycle rickshaw business.
We've been contracted out to carry people to the early voting polling place from campus this afternoon.
How busy have you been today?
This is my first time over here, actually. I just started at 2, so I think people are starting to come out on campus, and they're signing people up at the booth, and I'm going to be taking people over here throughout the day.
Tansky takes students from ECU's main campus to the Willis Building about 5 blocks north. It's also owned by the university, and it overlooks the town common.
The guy that set up the charter, he was saying that there's a lot of people that express interest in voting, and he thinks it's going to be a pretty big turnout this afternoon.
Tansky said he hasn't voted yet. He plans on it, but he's been preoccupied. He lives just east of the town common, on the other side of the Town Creek Bridge, a neighborhood that experienced heavy flooding after Hurricane Matthew.
Well, I actually got back from a little vacation in Florida, and when I got back, the city was under a state of emergency, and they evacuated my neighborhood. There was water about 8 feet away from coming into my house.
Some weren't so lucky. Abby Lewis, a Fayetteville native and East Carolina sophomore, saw that starkly when she went back home.
We helped people like get everything out of their homes. One of my best friend's houses actually was completely underwater. It was, they had a picture of it where literally the beacon of their house was only 6 inches out of the water. And so they lost everything. And I had so many friends that lost like everything they owned.
But she cast her vote this week anyway, part of a steady stream of balloters passing by colorful signs and last-minute campaigners.
I mean, everyone needs to take part in it. And when people say that their vote doesn't matter, you know, you have to think that it's not one big country where everyone's just casting one vote. It goes from county to county, from county to state, from state to nation.
Early voting continues through Saturday, and Election Day is Tuesday, November 8th. I'm Chris Thomas.
Thank you.